Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marks and Reese, I am John. He is Ike. All throughout today's show, we want you to tell us what got you in the doghouse. At the end of the show, we will take all of our doghouse entries and choose one person that will win an incredible Valentine's Day package that includes a Love Bloom diamond pendant made from 14-karat gold with 1/4 carat of pure Marks-grown diamonds. You can get yours at marks-jewelers.com. $25 towards a Valentine's Day flower bouquet at Acme Markets and one-hour massage or facial at Hand in Stone Massage and Facial Spa. For locations and more info, go to handinstone.com. So there you go. That's what you have. Listen, first hour, Ike, we had some – I felt bad for a bunch of guys for being in the doghouse.
Yeah, I didn't. Misery loves company. You know, this is the way I look. Now, I'm not in the doghouse right now, but I'm just saying it's good to know the other guys out there are in and out of the doghouse.
Yeah, everybody but Jack is in the doghouse.
Like those couples. Yeah, I don't like the married couple like Jack and Jill who they get along, they never argue, he's not in the doghouse. No, that's not a real couple to me.
That is not a real couple.
Are you talking about?
Yeah, John,
you're
in a real couple. Yes.
You're a real couple. Trust me.
We've been together longer than you.
No, but he's still in a real relationship.
Yeah.
He still has ups and downs. He's in the doghouse. He's on the couch. Me and him can actually relate to each other. You know
what
I mean?
No, I've never slept on the couch.
I can't.
See?
Ike, here's the thing. I can't even go to the couch because that will make things even worse because then she can't sleep if I'm not sleeping in bed and she's worried that my blood sugar goes low because I'm diabetic.
She's ready to die out on the couch.
So I can't even be like, you know what? Fine. I'm sleeping on the couch. I can't even do that.
You can't even get away from it.
I have to suffer in bed.
Unbelievable. It's tough being Johnny Marks.
No, my wife's worried about it.
I would say it's tough being Liz Marks, but that's just me.
Well, I mean,
she's married to Johnny.
That's even a better point, Ike.
I'm a softy.
He rolls over. She has to look at Nick Foles.
That's a tough scene.
And I snore like a train.
Oh, you snore?
Yeah.
Well, you are the total package.
I actually went to the doctor because it was like it
you
was.
Thought it was yeah.
Worried about sleep apnea and stuff, and the doctor's like, "No, you have sleep apnea," but the only thing they want to give you is a mouthpiece, which I tried. And
you sleep with a mouthpiece.
You can't. That's
right.
Why.
That's what I do.
Huh?
Yeah,
sleep
I have
with
to.
A mouthpiece.
I have to because my teeth grind.
Oh yeah, I had that problem as a
it's
kid.
Awful.
I had a problem as a kid.
It's not comfortable.
You grind your teeth while
I
you're
did
sleeping.
Too.
Yeah.
I think we all have. But it helped, but it would either fall out or it's just so you're sore when you wake up.
Yeah, I can't sleep with a damn mouth guard in.
And then they give this other thing. How about a neck roll? Would be easier to sleep with a neck roll.
Yeah,
or
I can sleep with a neck roll.
And then they have this other thing where it's essentially think about like a tennis ball on the back of your neck. So you strap this thing around your neck. And there's this thing, and it buzzes you when you roll. Because I snore on my back.
Okay.
If I'm on my side or my stomach, I don't snore, and that's with a lot of people. So if you roll over in your sleep onto your back, it buzzes you with, like, the tennis ball thing that's on your neck. But I don't need some
what
damn collar
hell?
Around my neck.
Yeah.
So I just snore.
You got a shock collar around your neck, man. Like you're Sparty or something. Like I got to keep you from leaving outside the gate.
No, I just get a mule kick when I'm snoring. It's like, oh
yeah, she gives you the kick.
Well, I told her to just kick me. Yeah. And they had me roll over.
Wow.
All right. You see why I'm in the doghouse.
The adventures of Johnny Marks, man.
You have no idea.
My goodness.
These are the only things I'm willing to talk about on the air. Yeah, because the more I talk, the more in trouble I get, which is kind of an issue.
You notice I stopped talking.
Because you know.
Yeah, because the last segment, I was like, okay, I'm walking a fine line.
But I want to talk about all these things because guys can relate. But I also don't want to get in more trouble.
You don't ruin the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, just know that it's only me, Ike, and you. No one else is listening.
Exactly.
It's a big trust.
You got to bounce back, though. See, this is a big weekend for us, John.
It is?
All men.
It is.
It's a big weekend.
It is.
Handle your business out there.
It is. All right, back to the phones. Jim, this is an interesting one. Jim's in the
doghouse. High expectations this weekend for a lot of men, man.
Jim, why are you in the doghouse? How are you?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
What's up, Jim?
Hey, I called in. I was the first caller. I was talking about the Sixers, but my phone dropped off.
Got you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to relay why I was in the doghouse.
Yeah.
My wife was in the hospital for spine surgery, and while she was in there, our yellow lab passed away. Well, her yellow lab. So she was on morphine and all kinds of heavy drugs. So I asked my daughter, who's 18, I'm like, what should I do with the dog? So my daughter's like, well, let's pick a good spot in the backyard. We have a couple acres. We'll bury him and, you know, put a nice stone there, some flowers. So my wife gets home. She's still on meds, and she has a fit that she wants the dog cremated. So after arguing, we finally end up digging the dog back up. And
oh my God.
Then she wants to see the dog. She wants to see the dog before he gets cremated, so I have to clean all the mud off the dog.
Oh, my God.
What is going on right now?
So then but she's on heavy medication. She's on morphine because of her back pain. So I'm like, you know, whatever you want. So then I call up some place online that I find, and they want $500 to cremate the dog. So I'm talking to my neighbor, and he's like, you know what? Just bury the dog in my backyard. We'll get some ashes. We'll get a nice box. She'll never know. So he talks, we're over a few beers. It sounded like a good idea. So that's what we do.
I bet.
Yeah. Well, turns out that I live up in the Lehigh Valley. We have coyotes up there. Turns out the coyotes dig the dog up.
Oh, my
we didn't
God.
Bury it deep enough. And his wife finds the dog and tells my wife. So.
Hey, Jim,
I'm literally in the doghouse.
How long ago did this happen?
Oh, it happened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you should be in the doghouse for the rest of the year, Jim.
I don't know if I want you to win the prize, but this is the most
certainly
ridiculous.
The strangest story I've ever heard.
Oh my, Jim!
Well, you guys spent $500. I mean,
yes, I did. My dog is sitting on my mantle underneath my TV.
Huh?
She is.
What's going on right now,
Jim? You're in strong consideration. Jim,
I'm a first-time pet owner that hasn't had to go through this yet.
Oh, it's awful.
Dog owner.
The dog died. Yeah. He didn't tell his wife, and then when she finally got
home from the hospital. Yeah.
I just want to make sure I have this right. Yeah, and then he buried her without telling her,
yeah,
and then she wanted
it
dug up. He dug up the dead dog.
While the wife was still drugged.
Washed the mud off of him while she was on morphine.
That was the best part, yeah.
And the dog was still dead while he was cleaning it, which is nasty.
Nasty.
And then lied about cremating it and put him in the neighbor's backyard.
Yeah, when they put some Newport ashes from an ashtray in a damn jar.
And the coyotes dug up the dog and ate it.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that part. Yeah, that was the ending to that story.
And then brought the dog back.
Come on, man.
I don't know how that loses. Yes, my Lexi, I spent, I don't know if it was $500, but it was close to cremator. I put her in a nice box with the little nameplate Lexi.
Oh, and I don't want to think about this.
And we.
It's awful. Like.
And we, you know, like she's with us every day during Christmas. I bring her down and she opens presents with us. My kids don't understand because my wife won't let me explain what I'm doing.
He's talking about she's opening presents with us, man. See?
Trust me, you're going to have cremated dogs in your house, Ike.
Oh,
you will, believe me.
Don't say it. What's wrong with you?
No, that's not nice.
What's wrong with him?
You don't want to think about it. But, you know, when it comes time, you know.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. There's got to be other options for me.
I had to put down three before I was like 18.
Really?
Rough. Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, three goldens growing up, and we had to put them down.
Wow. Yeah, see, I've never had to go through that. Yeah.
It's tough.
Wow.
Let's go to Steve in South Jersey. Steve, let me ask you, who would you rather be right now, the Phillies or the 76ers?
I would have to take the Sixers on this one.
All right, why?
Just for the plain point that they have a chance to go somewhere this year. I think the Phillies, with their pitching problems, I don't think they get very far. I think the whole division improved as a whole.
Yeah, we may be the fourth best team in this division right now.
Could be. Yeah, it could be. But see, my argument here, Steve, is I'd rather be the Phillies because there's unknown with some young players they have in their system, and there's also some flexibility that they'll have with salary to where they can add to it. The 76ers, if Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons don't figure this out, they're not going to win anything. So you're betting on them that they're going to figure this out, and I'll bet against that. Right. Plus, I don't know who their coach is going to be. I don't know who their GM is going to be. I have major question marks about Josh Harris. I don't think you're going to trade either guy, and I don't know if that's the right thing to do. So while I don't necessarily believe the Phillies are in a great spot necessarily, at least there's some unknown to where if things go right, they could end up in a different place. But all right. Why are you in the doghouse, Steve?
So 2 weeks ago, it was February 1st. It was my son's baptism, our first child. And there was an open bar at the reception. And long story short, I went a little overboard, ended up getting sick in the hall in front of her whole family.
So you get too drunk at a baptism and were throwing up in the hallway?
How did you get drunk at a baptism?
Open bar.
My own son's baptism, yes.
You had an open bar at the baptism?
That's your first problem.
Okay.
What were you drinking,
yeah,
Steve?
I mean, it was mostly beer, but I mean, I went throughout her whole pregnancy without drinking at all. I mean, I did a couple shots here and there, but at the time, I didn't think I was going overboard.
So you, after not really drinking, having a night of drinking, that you made that day your first time back, and it was too much. You do a shot or something late that cost you?
Yeah, I think it was Jack. I don't know. My son's godfather, he's the one that got it and brought it over to me. It was some kind of whiskey. I think it was Jack.
All right. Yeah. There he is. Steve threw up
his son's. He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Yeah, I don't think I've been to a couple baptisms. I don't ever remember an open bar being there.
Or throwing up.
Yeah, or throwing up or any of that being a part of the equation.
But you have. I know, Jack, you probably have too, where you took that one shot. For me, it was always like Rumpelmintz or Goldschlager or something like that. You know, Rumpelmintz or Goldschlager?
Mm-hmm.
Fireball.
Fireball is one, yeah.
Where it costs you because you shouldn't
have taken
it.
Fireball gets you, yeah. Because it's the cinnamon taste. You don't really – it takes a while. And then you mess around and mix something in that fireball. That really is going to have your stomach.
You don't notice it until it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. You're drunker than you realize, and then you're
it's that. What is it? What's the other one you call? What's the – which one am I thinking of?
Rumpelmintz?
Green bottle. It came in a green bottle. It was like –
Jaeger?
Jaeger.
Jaegermeister.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh,
yes.
I can taste that right now.
Oh, man. Hugh used to – man, I wonder if he still drinks that
Hugh
stuff.
Hugh was a Jaeger guy?
Oh,
Jaeger
yes.
Bombs?
Yes.
What are Jaeger Bombs, Jack?
Yes.
It's Jaeger and what? Is it right?
Isn't that the Guinness?
Is it in Guinness or is it in a lighter beer?
I thought it was in Guinness.
No, he would drink them without the beer. So
yeah, I would too.
Yeah,
you dump it in first, right?
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, that the Jaeger, I couldn't do.
No,
that.
just regular Jaeger shots. I used to do when I was younger.
That's like cough syrup.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
No, I mean that's like early 20s.
Yeah, it's
shots
the college. The
yeah,
college.
Is it
hell,
is it true that there's deer blood in it?
No,
I didn't even hear about
Shut
that.
Shut up.
That's what I was told.
Deer blood.
Yeah. Like, we have a shortage of Jägermeister because we haven't been able to slaughter enough deer this year.
Carson.
Maybe it's true. Jack, what are we going to? 21 right here? All right, back to the phones.
Start working in there, man.
We have Joe in Jersey. He's enjoying these stories too much. Joe, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, man. What's going on?
Nothing. I want to talk about the Phillies. I agree with you, actually, Johnny, for the first time in a while.
Nice. I knew it.
Yeah. I would rather be Phillies than Sixers. I really don't trust Joe, and I don't trust Ben. I really don't trust Ben more than I trust Joel. But that's, you
so
know.
So for you, it's more about the,
not,
the,
it's more
the,
about
the trust of the players, yeah.
Yeah, like Ike earlier, you said for this discussion, it's more about the Phillies and the Sixers. And for me, this is more about the Sixers than the Phillies.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's kind of the opposite.
It's kind of the opposite, yeah.
What do you expect this year, Joe? I mean, I'm looking at in mid-80s. I think that they have a chance to make the playoffs.
Well, I originally started out this morning thinking below 500, but now I'm thinking mid-80s is where we're going to go just with Joe Girardi alone.
I was going to say, did we sign somebody today? How'd you you heard Joe? You heard Joe G talking today. Did he speak for the first time today? Okay. I will say this. Here's why I agree with you, Joe, and John in this sense. Joe Girardi to me, is the biggest reason to be excited about the Phillies. Now, that could be a good thing or a bad thing. We did this 2 years ago, and Gabe Kapler is all we talked about. And that wasn't a good thing.
Whereas
the manager, I think the optimism surrounding the Phillies has more to do with Joe Girardi than it does the actual players. Would you agree with that, Joe?
It's a good point.
Yeah, I probably would go with that too. I mean, especially when they failed to actually get more players to finish out the entire postseason.
Okay.
All right, Joe. Why are you in the doghouse? Are you not in the doghouse?
I'm not. I deliver flowers for a living.
Oh, okay.
No, you do. So you get people out of the doghouse.
No. Half the time they're still in the doghouse. They just happen to give their wives, girlfriends, and other things flowers. But, I mean, I had an ex-girlfriend that was allergic to flowers, and I got her that the flowers that she was allergic to on Valentine's Day 2 years ago.
Wow.
So
you don't want to make them sick. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to make them sick.
Yeah. Here's the other. Do you really get let out of the doghouse?
Or just temporarily
right.
allowed it's, home.
It's, I'm telling you, man, women, you already know they're smarter than we are. And around this time of year, we get real dumb. It's evident by how many people are in the doghouse.
Yeah, why
right
is
now.
That? We should know better, but we don't.
Well, I think it's in part because we put pressure on ourselves to try to do right, and we do wrong. No matter how we do it, most of the times, right? And we put pressure on ourselves around Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, things like that, where you know you got to go out, you got to go big, you got to do something that's different. And for like you and us, John, and I'm pretty sure there's others out there who are listening to us in the same boat. When you've been with the same person a long time, you run out of things to be able to do. So then, what do you do?
And you can't just do the Mother's Day brunch and then that's it. And it's like, well, we already do this every year, right?
Right. Well, just like you, Liz said, no need to get gifts, no need to do anything. And you're like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, it was a good idea. Watching our money.
Right.
But you know what we're doing on Saturday, the day after, was I got my a friend of mine for Christmas got us tea at somewhere in Center City.
Okay.
Right, and we're bringing the girls, so we're gonna get dressed up and a late afternoon tea.
There you go.
Are you having a tea party?
Yes,
we're having a tea party. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It was. We actually he got a certificate, a gift card to have tea at the Rittenhouse. So that's where we're going on Saturday late afternoon.
I'm a softy.
Right. No, but see, that's my point. Like I call and I make reservations, but yet it's like. Well, what are we doing on Valentine's night? Like, well, we already had an agreement. We're not doing anything. You agreed to it.
Right.
And then today I realized that agreement was no longer binding.
No, no longer binding.
The contract was voided?
Yes.
No longer binding.
Yeah, I guess it's the NFL rules where they can just rip up a contract.
Now, me and Part, I got a gymnastics meet Sunday on our anniversary. So that's our daughter's gymnastic meet is Sunday. That'll take up 3.5-4 hours.
So what do? You come home, dinner?
Have
you figured it out?
Well, tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow. Saturday.
Oh, so
Saturday.
You do it before.
I'm more to celebrate Saturday.
You do it before.
Oh. Yeah, I can't. We on the air. I can't.
No, okay, I mean, I got you.
You never know what I might have going on. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't want you to give deep. I don't want you
pick
to
up my. I might have to go pick up my costume later on. You feel me? You don't know what's going on, but I.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. 888-729-9494.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
We have everybody on hold. We'll get to you on the other side. Be patient.
Be patient.
How many wins do you think Joe Girardi gives the Phillies? Right, like I heard
everybody
a lot.
Keeps saying like 10, dude, 5 to 10.
Dude, I heard people say last year, like, Gabe Kapler's cost you 20 games, and I used to want to hit my head against the wall because I know that's not the case. Right, but does Joe Girardi, I mean, he might give you 5, Jack? 5
out of 10? Oh, at least 5.
I think 5.
At a minimum of 5. It's got to be more than that, honestly. That's on the low end.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, strategically, do we know how good Joe Girardi is?
Sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, it sounds good. But I think more than anything, just the batters will be more comfortable because Girardi's not going to be, like, Rhys Hoskins is going to be worried about.
Yeah.
All the analytic crap and all the other stuff.
Did you hear our boy Gaber yesterday?
I did hear him. Sounded just like the Gabe I know. He He sounded like he was in Philadelphia last year.
Holy cow.
Oh, he's so excited. He's got his office in San Francisco.
Well, did you hear what Gabe said today?
What did he say?
So he's talking about Johnny Cueto. So this is the tweet from Henry Schulman, who covers the Giants.
Love Henry Schulman.
And he said, Kapler plans to have a long get-to-know-you chat with Cueto, as he does with every player. Today's interaction was light. Kapler said, I noticed his beard glistening, and I asked him about the beard oil he uses, Kapler said. I didn't know there was such a thing as beard oil.
Could you get that audio for us, please? 888-729-9494.
I thought his beard was glistening.
They're going to love Gabe out there, man.
Beard oil. Gabe's going to come with a Soul Glow beard tomorrow.
Beard oil?
Marks
wow.
and Reese. Coming up, a breakdown of me saying damn and Jack Nicholson saying damn. And also, this video got released on social media today, and it has sent the world in an uproar. Plane etiquette. Is it okay to recline on an airplane? I had no idea that it was considered poor plane etiquette. We'll get into it on the other side. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. But hey, listen, if you haven't seen it yet, and Ike, I got another text message from my friend in New York today. He said, oh, I saw you on the Amazon show, All or Nothing, Philadelphia Eagles.
Big star now, man.
Episode 4.
Yeah.
We got 10 seconds. In episode 4, but yes, it's an amazing series. It's right now on Prime Video. It's included with your Prime membership. A new season of All or Nothing, the Philadelphia Eagles. Amazon and NFL Films have season 5 of All or Nothing on Prime Video, and it covers the 2019 season of the Eagles. The Emmy Award-winning series is an all-access, behind-the-scenes look at what it takes to compete in the winner-take-all world of the NFL. Take an inside look at this incredibly tough journey through the eyes of players, coaches, and their families. Ike, you know, we follow the team very closely, but you don't get to see Brandon Graham with his mom and his wife and his kids. And Josh McCown and Carson Wentz behind the scenes was pretty cool in some of the early episodes.
I'd say the other thing that's pretty cool about it, because he doesn't speak very often, Jeffrey Lurie's commentary on the season during the time that it was struggling. And to hear him talk about, you know, blocking out the noise of the fans and this and that and the
other. Yeah, you've never seen that before.
Yeah, so just to hear his contributions to it as a guy who doesn't speak a whole lot.
Usually once a year, and that's it.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool, too.
New season, All or Nothing, the Philadelphia Eagles. Watch it now on Prime Video. It's included with your Prime membership. Marks and Reese, we are back on a Valentine's Day Eve, and we're giving away a great package for Valentine's Day. To who's in the biggest, the deepest doghouse. We'll continue that through the rest of the show. Let's at least pause for a second. Jack, you wanted to do this. Jack Nicholson's character in
Few Good Men.
Few Good Men and
you say, me. You say damn very close.
It's Colonel Jessup.
Yeah, Jessup. All right, let's hear it.
I think I give a damn what you two are talking about right now.
Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Damn.
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 Can't you see his face?
Pretty close, yeah.
His face was so perfect at that.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite movies.
That's a great movie. It's an underrated movie.
Yeah.
It's not talked about enough.
Who got the Oscar out of that one? Was that him? Nobody got an Oscar for that one?
I don't
think
so.
Tom Cruise has never won an Oscar. He's a terrible actor.
Rain Man, I thought he was great in Rain Man. He was good in that movie.
Except he was next to Dustin Hoffman.
Who was
much better.
Who was playing
he won an Oscar for that.
Did he?
I think so.
Charlie Babbitt and Raymond?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Because they talked about Cincinnati, Ohio.
That's where it was.
Kmart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Judge Wapner. Yes. Judge Wapner. He's big in Cincinnati.
All right. Oh, I love Judge Wapner.
Yeah.
I stopped DVRing People's Court when I moved 2 years ago, but I used to DVR the episodes and watch them.
You are strange, man.
I enjoy.
You were still DVRing the People's Court
up to 2 years
two
ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, with Judge Madam. Yeah. She's awesome.
We should have you versus someone on like 80s.
It's not 80s. It's current.
No,
what is People's Court? What is People's Court?
What is it?
What is it?
Yes, it's courts. Well, Harvey.
What do you mean?
Levy.
It's small claims court on TV.
Yes,
it's. Yeah, but
you never heard of People's Court?
It's current.
I'm a Judge Judy.
It's Judge Mathis, but Judge Mathis is just clowning people. This is without clowning people.
Yes.
And Judge Joe Brown, he was acting like he's better than everybody else. It's not like that. I like Judge Mathis, but
I'm more of a Judge Judy.
Judge Judy's mean to people.
Number one seed.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
She's the number one judge.
No question. Well, she makes the most money out of anybody on TV.
Well, I meant of the Judge TV shows.
Yes.
For years.
She's the number one seed.
Judge Wapner was there forever.
Wapner was.
He was there forever.
Yeah, he's like John Thompson. Now that he's been out of the game for a while, right. You got to go Judge Judy for the modern day.
At some point, they went away from the men and just started putting all women.
No, and they brought Doug Llewellyn back. He's on the current.
Doug Llewellyn.
They brought him back. I don't think Rusty's there to sign documents anymore.
He's known as the bailiffs, man. That's when you know you're a loyal fan.
All right, I know I'm weird. I know I'm weird.
That's all good. That's all. I like that though.
So let's do this, Jack. There's a video that's out right now that shows. So you know the very last row of the plane by the bathroom. I've sat there before.
Oh yeah, I've been in that. Yep. Well,
it's been in that spot. It's probably the worst seat you can have in the entire plane because you're next to the bathroom.
Yes.
And you can't recline.
Right.
Because you have a wall that's right behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this guy is sitting in
and
the last
next to the bathroom.
Yes, next to the bathroom, which smells.
Yes.
And you can't recline, and you're all the way back of the plane, so it takes forever to get off, et cetera, et cetera. It's not a great spot. We know that. We've been there. But the guy's sitting there, I think he was sitting middle seat, and a female is reclining. And he is punching the back of her seat, not hard. But
just enough to be annoying.
Yeah, like jabbing it, more or less saying, like, you're reclining and I don't like it, jab, 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 jab.
And I'm not going to let you relax. That's basically what he's doing is that you're not going to go to sleep.
So instead of her turning around and saying, what is your problem, and him saying, you're reclining and I don't appreciate it, and her saying, like, fine, then I'll put my seat up, she stays there the whole time and records him doing it, which created a furor on social media, which I didn't realize that it's considered by many as poor etiquette to recline on an airplane. Ike, I'd never even heard of this before.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that from the poor etiquette standpoint. I didn't know it was poor etiquette to recline. So you're not supposed to recline ever?
I Jack, can you help me out? Because Jack said that it's inconsiderate when he texted me this morning. He said, yeah, it's inconsiderate. I'm like,
well,
I think
you got to factor in who you're around.
Yeah, see, here's what I'll say. As a person who has reclined and as a person who's tall, right, I'm 6'3", so when someone reclines in front of me, I'm going to feel it. They're on my legs.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're on my legs. And I've been in that position where you look like, did you feel that seat bump up against my legs to where you know you can't recline all the way back here?
I agree with you there. When you feel something behind you, that's where you bring it back up.
You, yes.
And you also know if you have a larger person. Like, I guess the reason why
that's the other thing. That's why it's not a hard, fast rule. I think it's case
it
by
depends.
Case. Yeah.
It depends.
I do. I believe it's case by case.
Because if someone reclines back on me because I'm a smaller person, it never affects me.
Right.
Right. I don't even care. And you know what I do on airplanes anyway. I take drugs and go right to sleep. I take Dramamine.
Clarify, please.
I take Dramamine, which knocks me out. So by the time the plane actually starts, I'm already sleeping.
Yeah, he's already knocked out.
Give me a window seat and Dramamine, and I sleep the entire time.
Forget about having conversation with Marks when you're on the plane.
Ike is listening to music or watching movies. He's like, oh, I'm watching movies.
That's
or
true.
I'm watching shows.
Or I'm watching the Sixers game.
Yeah, well, especially if someone's doing work behind you, don't recline. And it depends on the length of the flight. Like, if you're on a 90-minute flight, it's a little different.
So if you're flying longer, you should expect someone taking a nap.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
See, I'm
with you on that, yeah.
I would say this. You should realize that if there's kids behind you, and you're going to feel that on the back of your seat anyway, but if there's a larger person behind you and you can feel that you're really – then you should know, like, all right, bring it back up. But I'll be damned, listen – I'm a short person, and I get discriminated against all the time. When I go to bars or clubs, I can't see over anybody else. You're tall, Ike. You're tall, Jack.
Yep.
You know, when you're in a you
certain
me?
Rides, you can't get on.
When I exactly
at still the amusement park.
Yes. When I in my single days, when I'm in a bar, no woman's being like, yeah, that's good. That's that really short guy up there. Let me go talk to him. They can't even see you. So if that
you're
means
like the Darren Sproles of single men,
right? So if that means that, guess what? All you tall guys out there that are bitching and complaining because I'm reclining back, screw you, right? I've been screwed my whole life being short, so when I get on a plane twice a year, if I don't want to recline, I'm going to recline.
What are you reclining for?
So I can sleep.
So when we go to Clearwater, are you going to recline?
I will be asleep on that plane before you even know what happened, Fritz.
I will tell you, because of this whole reclining thing, I try to get an exit row seat.
Yeah.
Because of my legs.
Yes,
I'm longer.
For taller people.
Yes.
Yeah, like if you're a taller or a larger person, it's obviously not as comfortable flying with me where I'm just, you know, I'm right out. I don't really care.
But that seat he was in, that's a bad seat.
Bad seat. That's the worst seat in the plane.
That's a bad seat.
All right, and that's our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Right now, Valentine's Day through Valentine's Day, 15% off your order at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Their website is marks-jewelers.com. Reclining your seat on an airplane, poor etiquette or totally fine? Ike, it's $51.49, totally fine.
See?
$51. So vote right now.
Yeah, it's a split. It's a I didn't know it was a thing. I guess I don't fly enough to know all the rules.
Yeah, we fly twice a year, maybe.
Yeah, twice a year, maybe. Yeah, I don't know all the rules, but I know I don't like it when, if I happen to be in one of those seats and somebody in front of me reclines.
Comes flying back.
Yeah, I'm irritated by that. Now, but here's the thing, though. Because they paid for that seat, I'm not going to do what the other guy did.
You're not gonna punch the back of
I'm not. I'm not doing all of that. I'm more or less probably like, come on, dude. Seriously, you don't realize I'm back here.
Yeah,
go ahead and recline.
Maybe take a deep sigh. Or be like, all right. Maybe give a knee to the back to let them know.
Try to catch their attention. Yeah, and then see if they move it, because that don't happen too. I know I've done that where I'm like, oh, am I on your legs? All right, let me move this.
Yeah, you can feel it. You know, you have a pretty good idea when you crowd somebody.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. And by the way, when we fly in a couple weeks, I'll be reclining. You can sit behind me, Fritz.
All day?
So I can recline on you.
Well, it's only because you're a little guy.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. I listed at 5'10".
Let's go back to the phones. Yes. Listed. Let's go to Prince, our buddy Prince in Charlotte, North Carolina, listening on the radio.com. At Prince, how are you?
What's up? What is this, Mama's Boy Radio? You tell that caller with the smoking hot 21-year-old that he take his mom out? And he die on top of his smoking hot wife. He the bag. What are we doing here? We talking
Hold on,
about
Prince?
This
you said kick moms out, Prince. What are you talking about, man?
Let me tell you a short story. My wife and my mom got into an argument before our wedding, and
of course.
My mom called me and told me what happened. And I said, "Well, mom, I'm going to talk to her." My mom said, "Don't you ever go against your wife, even for me. Don't you understand me?" What? So I'm like, I'm confused. I'm like, my mom told me once you leave the house and you get married, that's your family. So you got to side with your wife. That's happy wife, happy life.
Well, yeah, we all know that one. Yep.
Prince, you know it's survival mode sometimes, and that's the best way to survive, man.
I tell you check this out, though, Prince. I mean, you know, props to your moms for giving you that type of advice, because some moms don't, moms don't know how to let go of their boys, right?
That's true. Now that's true. Johnny, I love you, because we're the same medically, and I'm just a little taller than you and darker, because no matter how much I argue with my wife, I better not sleep nowhere else, because if I'm not in that bed, she's coming to get me. But I am in the doghouse, and I'm going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a bowling league, and I bowl every Thursday. Tonight is father daughter's dance, and I've been on a hot streak, and we're winning. So I told the wife, I was like, "Well, you know, I don't really want to go anyway. You making me go?
No.
We haven't talked for 2 days, and I got to go to the dance tonight at 7, and she still hasn't talked to me. So,
yeah, Prince,
let that be a lesson.
Yeah, this is one. Yeah, you got to bite the bullet on this one, brother. You got to go. I don't even know why this became a question in your mind.
What are you bowling?
Yeah.
What are you bowling, a 300?
Listen, I'm going to hot streak 150 and above, you know, 150, 180.
You're crazy, man.
Man, if you don't get to that dance tonight, man, and dance with your princess, well –
I am going.
All right.
I'm watching YouTube now to figure out how to tie my tie, so I'm good.
All right.
Well, hold on. How old is your daughter?
She's 6.
Oh, yeah, you got a few more of these to do.
So I can skip it, right?
No!
Oh, get out of here, Prince.
I appreciate skip it. That, no. No.
Get out of here, man. Have fun tonight.
Could not skip that. I went to several of them.
Yes, I have one on the calendar.
Yeah.
After your tea party?
Yeah, the daddy-daughter dance, man. You got to do that.
Yeah, but it's an extra $170.
For what?
For the recital. We got the email. It's like, hey, sign up now for the recital.
For the daddy-daughter dance?
Yeah, it's an extra $100. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't think I paid that type of money, did I?
Yeah. So it's like, so now what? Right? You gonna pay the extra money, or you gonna be the because
you're
my wife
cheap dad?
No, but my wife was like, really, 170? She's like, we don't have to do it, and I'm like, all right, let's just.
Yeah. Now you want to do it? The daughters, they appreciate it. I remember the first time I went, I was like, we're here, sweetie. And then I see all these dads just standing around, like, yeah, I don't know what to do either.
Yeah, none. Yeah, we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, but yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
You probably get the one guy that's showing off because he does know what to do, right?
There's always that one guy. Yes, he's got like three different daughters. He's been going to these things forever, and me only having one daughter and growing up in a house with no females. I got four brothers.
All brothers, yeah.
Yeah, so the whole daddy-daughter dance thing.
Oh, I'd love to see you up there doing some dancing.
Oh, I did it. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The first year. I was like, they know these people are watching me. They know I'm your dad. They just want to see me out here dancing. Somebody's going to be recording me. I finally had to give in for about the last 20 minutes of the dance. And then I felt bad because I wasn't enjoying it like I should have. So the next year, I was all in.
You enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, I embarrassed her. Because now I became Rerun out there on the dance floor. I want to take over the dance floor.
You doing the Rerun dance?
Well, I'm just saying. Now it became, okay, Dad, get out of the way. This is not your dance. This is my dance.
All right, Ian in South Philly.
You got to enjoy the daddy-daughter dances, man. Those are moments you'll never get back.
Ian in South Philly wants to talk about airplane etiquette. Ian, how are you?
I'm good. First of all, if I was on that plane, there would have been an air marshal involved because you just don't do that. That cheap guy shouldn't have bought that seat in the first place if he – didn't want to have that happen to him.
That is a cheap seat. You're right.
It's a cheap seat.
Yes.
Come on. Yeah, that's ridiculous. And then everybody knows middle gets two armrests. You get a little extra room when you have the aisle seat, and then the window gets the window. It's ridiculous. Anyways. Also, when are you guys going to Florida for spring training?
March 10th?
We're there the
8th through 11th.
Oh, 8th through 11th.
Yeah, there's two home games, so we're down there on the Monday and Tuesday for the home game. So we leave Sunday, and then we'll be back on Wednesday morning. So, yeah, 8th through the 11th, like Jack said.
Bummer. I'm coming in that Wednesday. But anyways, have a good day, guys. Thanks for letting me on.
All right, you got it.
All right, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, like first of all, like, and the video's fake, by the way. I don't believe for a second that guy actually did it. And Jack throws up his arms. It doesn't matter. It's the topic that matters.
What, the airplane
video? I don't believe the video is real.
What?
I believe that it's a fake video of him punching the – because, I mean, she would just sit there and videotape it the whole time. And then, like, the tweet from it's like, you know, is this right or wrong?
Well, see, man, I didn't think about it being fake.
I believe it's fake.
See, I just –
there he goes, ruining everyone's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't
mean it didn't. The scenario doesn't.
No.
It still applies.
No, it's actually – it's great because I literally had never thought that reclining in an airplane was poor etiquette.
See, here's what I envision. I envision them having a little back and forth prior to her recording. She refused to raise her chair up, and then he
started doing the punch.
So then she's like, okay.
Now I'm going to record.
Now I'm going to record this
idiot. It's not like she was, so maybe it was real because it's not like she was trying to conceal it. She was.
Right. It would seem like she was more or less like,
hey,
I'm going to
record
you.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it was real, Jack. Let's go to.
John always, he's a real cynic though. That's just.
Yeah. It just seemed too.
Yeah.
Seemed
you went straight
easy.
To the fake. Yeah.
It seemed too
I didn't even think about it being fake.
Just have some fun.
I am having fun.
No, now he's got me thinking that it's fake.
Let's go. It's unbelievable.
Let's go to Colin. Well, I mean, not everybody can be simple like you, Jack, and just believe everything they see. Let's go to Colin.
Jack!
Our the winner of the Marks and Reese Fantasy Football League,
yes.
Colin in Wilmington, Delaware. Hi, Colin.
Hey, guys. I want to formally wish you luck for getting through this show somehow. without getting in the doghouse yourself, because there's landmines with every caller.
Colin, and, I'm telling you, man, I am trying to stay away from these landmines that that John keeps throwing out here for
us.
Yeah,
I don't care. I'm in.
And $170, they better be giving you open bar. I mean, what are they giving you at these dances?
They're ripping us off.
Punch?
I don't even know. This is the first dance.
I think you
dance
get punch. You get cookies and punch. That's
probably
what you get. Yes,
probably. Yeah.
That's anyway. I'm in the doghouse too. But so this morning, I had a little attitude on me, and my wife got upset because I had a little attitude on me. And I go to her. I'm like, why is it always the men that have to live in the doghouse? I'm like, you're in a bad mood all the time, and I never get mad at you. And that's, a cardinal sin right there.
Yeah, but Colin, it's so
top
true.
Of that,
but it's so true. Right? Like, how many times do
so
you come
true.
Home looking
just
to fight?
Don't say it out loud.
You're right, but it's true. When do I ever go home in a bad mood looking to fight? Never, right? That doesn't stop them.
And now her whole family, because they listen to this show, is going to hear me trying to extort that are fighting to try and get a surprise for Valentine's Day. So now I'm going to go home, and I know I'm going to hear that Colin called up and got. So anyway, I'm going to be even more doghouse when I get home doing
man.
This. But and I, you don't have to respond, buddy.
Now listen, I'm just I'm just listening, man.
Hey, Colin, yeah. One comment I want to hear from you about. So Major League Baseball, they're having the three-batter rule where a relief pitcher has to face three batters.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
That is the – I can't – I mean, first of all, how do you enforce that when a guy gets an injury? You're going to make him throw two more batters even though he's injured? The guy just says he's injured. You got to let him out of the game.
Yeah, but then when he's back out 2 days later, then it's like, what happened to your injury? Like Colin, I hear what you're saying, and you're in contention for the prize. Mm-hmm. Jack said the same thing, to where it's like, well, what if a guy gets injured? Like, really? We can't. I mean, guys are going to be faking like, oh, my arm, it's broken.
Well, what they're going to wind up doing is, I don't know if they put this rule in for the NFL or if they thought about it, because the whole faking injuries late in the game. And you got to, like,
it
come
out. Timeout.
You got to, or you got to come off the field, right? So I would imagine if this happens with a relief pitcher and he's doing that to try to get out of a game without facing the mandatory three batters, then he probably wouldn't be allowed to pitch for the next several days.
If players try to take advantage of it, yeah. They'll put in, you have to go in the DL.
Right.
Or
yeah. You're going to do something like
something.
That.
Something. There'll
yes.
have to be something. Or, yeah. like, they'll be examined by a Major League Baseball sanctioned mm-hmm. doctor that'll determine whether it's a real injury or not.
Yep.
I'm not worried about a guy being like, oh, you know, if somebody has elbow stiffness and he needs to come out of the game, you come out of the game.
Right.
You can't be in 2 days later and say everything's
right.
fine.
So you don't like the facing three batters?
I love it. I love
it. No, I'm talking to Jack.
I think it's gonna hurt him somehow. Like, something crazy is going to happen. But the idea of it's fine. I'm just not sure the execution's going
to. Something crazy is going to happen. What does that mean?
Like, someone's going to mess it up, and it's going to, like, blow up in their face. Like, there's going to be some loophole in the rules.
You're saying there'll be a controversy around it.
Yeah, like, Gabe will mess it up, and it'll cause a meltdown on San Francisco. I'm just saying, like, someone's going to mess it up, and it's going to make the rule look stupid. The actual rule isn't so bad because September baseball is brutal, where you bring up 40 guys and just go match up the matchup and try to win.
That was
way.
Gabe. That's Gabe.
Right. So
it's Gabe baseball.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea. I don't think it changes the game too much. And honestly, like, I don't know. It should theoretically keep the game moving, which I am for.
Yeah, no, it will. I mean, think about how many times in the seventh or the eighth inning it's, you know, up, pitching change, come out, lefty reliever.
Yes.
He takes 5 minutes to pitch to one batter because he's nibbling and throwing 80-mile-an-hour fastballs, and then the guy walks.
And now it should increase offense. I mean, if the guy has to face three batters. So if he's
I got to tell you, that's all I care about is increased offense.
Increasing offense and moving the game along.
Yes.
But no one bitched about long baseball games when there was 11 to 10, right? Like, the length of games wasn't an issue when people were bashing home runs.
Yes, as long as, you're right. As long as it's exciting, nobody will complain.
These freaking nerds have ruined baseball. They've ruined baseball. They have. He just rolled his eyes at me.
Again, yeah.
They've ruined baseball.
Well, listen.
They've gotten too good.
One thing I noticed about our producer in there, who's our so-called baseball expert, when either you or I make a baseball comment, he rolls his eyes regardless of what's being said.
He's an eye roller.
Yeah.
Yep. How have they not ruined baseball?
I have nerds ruined baseball. What do you mean?
The reason what they're trying to do right now, which is fix it.
Analytics.
Yeah, no, because now everything is like with relievers and with the exit velo and the launch angle and
what
everything
else. What
does
exit velo have to do with anything? It's just saying you hit the ball hard. It doesn't matter. None of this matters.
But the game has changed to where now nothing's put in play. The only thing that matters is a home run. They don't care if you strike out.
Home run, strike out, walk.
Right, which is why sometimes balls aren't put in play for 15, 20, 30 minutes at a clip. Like, Jack, you're a baseball fan. I'm a baseball fan. Baseball sucks. And you can say whatever you want to. They've ruined the freaking game. The product sucks. That's why they're having to do this right now. So you can pretend that there's not an issue. There's a freaking issue. All right? 888-729-9494. I mean, you could disagree. You can say, okay, I realize there's an issue, but I like it. But you won't even acknowledge there's an issue. How does this guy not fight with his wife? He's more hard-headed than anybody I know.
Well, she's not talking baseball with him.
No, that's true.
Well, you know me. I'm anti-conflict. I'm a compromiser.
Yeah, he is.
I'm a bringer together.
I read that Philly.com article on you guys.
Exactly.
I forgot.
Ben tried to divide. I'm a bringer together.
Good. Good job.
Let me get Mike in here on airline etiquette real fast. Mike in Wilmington. Mike, what do you got? How are you?
Mark, so you know how not to fight with your wife, right?
Seriously. It's harder to do than like I know what I shouldn't say. It's just hard not to say that.
Well, it's pretty easy. You just say yes, dear, and then do whatever the heck you want. But anyway, Mike,
I've yet to master that, Mike. I've yet to master that, man. I have yet to master that. I'm the guy who has to always have the last word, and she has to have the last word.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know why we die before them, right?
No, I don't. Give me one of the reasons.
Well, because we want to. I mean, come on. Anyway, so I'm on a flight back from Fort Myers, and it's one of these, you know, it's a low-cost airline, and, you know, I'm with my wife, and, you know, so I got to get up in the middle of the flight to go to the bathroom. So, you know, I'm waiting at the, I think there's only one or maybe two bathrooms at the whole place. So the door opens, and out walks a young lady, and then out walks a young guy. And I'm like, whoa. I go, well, I'm very taken back. And I was like, so, wow, that's interesting. And they looked at me, and they said, well, you know, it had said male and female. I said, I don't think that's what they meant with that. But I swear to God, I came back to, and my wife was like, what's going on? I said, I just saw, you know, the most unbelievable thing. Yeah. So anyway, Mile High Club, I guess, right?
Well, there he is, Mike from Wilmington.
I guess.
Or they just, I don't know how you would. I mean, I guess you could go in together and then swap spots to go to the bathroom. And I don't think they were necessarily Mile High clubbing it.
Let me tell you, as long as I've been flying, not that I fly frequently, I've never even been in a airplane bathroom with another person, period. How do you fit two people in one of those damn bathrooms?
You know, too small, huh? No?
Exactly. Like, how do you even fit two people in there?
888-729-9494. Coming back.
Let alone be able to move around in there with two people.
Yeah, to maneuver.
I don't even know how you can.
Why would you even want to do that?
Exactly.
Other than
that's what I'm saying.
You're weird. And it's dirty. Like, that bathroom, really? The only thing worse would be a porta potty, Ike. And you'd have more room in a porta
potty. You're exactly right. You would have more room in a porta potty.
But
you're right.
But it's a porta potty.
Yes.
888-729-9494.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's some things I don't have to experience. I'm good.
Marks and Reese. Coming up, we continue the contest. Who's in the biggest doghouse? And also back into the Phillies and the 76ers. Right now, Sixers and Phillies, kind of in different spots in their growth. But who would you rather be? Who's in a better position this year and going forward? It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.